Hi, it's Miss Addis here. Welcome to the final podcast on intervals. You should have already done the podcast on minor intervals and major intervals, and in this one we're going to put them all together. But what we're going to do first is separate them. We're going to do 30 major intervals followed by 30 minor intervals, and then I'm going to start mixing them up. Just to recap, intervals are the foundation of most of your oral work. It's going to help with your chord progressions if you can pick bass lines. It's going to help with your melodic transcription. It underpins all of your oral work. So if you can get really good at intervals, it's going to help you with all of that stuff. So here we go, major intervals. They could be ascending or descending. Major third. Perfect fifth. Perfect octave. Major second. Remember, when you hear the notes together, if there's a dissonance, it's most likely to be a second or a seventh. Major second. Perfect fourth. Major third. Major sixth. Major seventh. Major second. Major seventh. Perfect octave. Perfect fifth. Major sixth. Major sixth again. major seventh. Major third. Perfect octave. Perfect fourth. Perfect fifth. Perfect fourth. Major sixth. Perfect fourth. Major seventh. Perfect octave. Major second. Major third. Major seventh. Perfect fourth, and the last one. Perfect fifth. Now, if you didn't go so well on those, I suggest you probably go back and do them again a couple of times, or even go back to the podcast on major intervals, because unless you're getting most of them right, once we start to mix them up with the minor intervals, it's going to get really hard. So next up, we're going to have 30 minor intervals. So I'm going to include tritones with that. So we're going to have minor second, third, tritone, minor sixth, and minor seventh. So here we go on our minor intervals. Minor sixth. Thank you. minor second. Minor third. Minor second. Minor seventh. Tritone. Minor seventh. Minor third. Minor second. Tritone. Minor sixth. Minor seventh. Minor third. Minor third. Minor second. Minor third. Tritone. Minor sixth. Minor sixth. Minor seventh. minor second. Minor third. Minor sixth. Minor seventh. Minor second. Minor second. Minor third. Minor seventh. Tritone, and the last one. That was a minor sixth. Okay, so once again, if you had any difficulty with those, go over them again and maybe go back to the minor interval podcast, because things get a lot more difficult when you start mixing up the major, minor and tritones. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do 30. There's going to be a mixture of major, minor and with a few tritones thrown in. So good luck. Here comes number one. That's a perfect fourth. Perfect fifth. Minor second. Minor third. Major seventh. Major second. perfect octave. Minor sixth. Perfect fifth. Perfect fifth. Perfect fourth. Tritone. Minor second. Major seventh. Minor third. Minor seventh. Perfect octave. Perfect fourth. Minor third. Major second. Tritone. Major seventh. Major third. Minor sixth. minor seventh. Minor second. Perfect fifth. Minor seventh. Perfect fourth, and final one. Perfect octave. So there it is. Hope you went well. If you didn't, just keep practicing. One of the best things you can do to learn about intervals is to get onto your instrument and just try and play a whole lot of tunes by ear. Play Christmas carols, TV themes, pop songs, anything you know, have a go at playing it, and that will teach you a lot about intervals and teach you to hear them much more clearly. So good luck with it.